the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us down at the tunnel. Coach, congratulations on a great big win here tonight.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. We didn't make it easy on ourselves, I know that. And, credit Lauren Bench for just another outstanding game and really, really came up big for us, especially that second period. We got some opportunistic goals, and the bottom line is we got 3 points, and I'm not sure what the final was down in Duluth, Mankato, but if Duluth won, then we would for sure no worse than fifth place.
That's good news. It looks like I haven't looked at the can't find the score. I will find it. It was 2-0 Duluth.
That's all right. That doesn't matter.
You get three goals from three seniors here tonight, Abby Haluska, Jack Casa, and Haley Mack. Good to see them getting on the scoreboard. But that first goal set up by Lauren Bench, as she sent it up the ice to Clara DeGeorge. She gets her first career offensive point as a senior. That's got to be fun for you to see your goaltender getting a point.
Oh, it was. It was. I think that's an area of Lauren's game she's really improved at. Just made a heads-up play, and then just a great, great pass by Claire to Abby, and a great finish by Abby. So certainly a big goal the way the game was going. And, Lauren had come up with some huge saves there in the second period to keep it 0-0. And then, we were able to get that one. And then just a beautiful play by Grayson Myers on the second goal with Jack driving the net and tips it in. Again, a big goal. And then, like Shane just said, Haley would have knocked him over to get that loose puck on an open net. And she sets a new all-time career record for shorthanded goals. So pretty fitting for her to do it like that.
That was fantastic. And a 4-on-6 shorthanded goal, I might add. Your team obviously killing off that Paige Beebe penalty there late. But you got to be pretty happy about how your team played defensively, much cleaner than probably a couple of games ago. But
well, there's still areas we can get better at, Kelly. I thought we were a little loose at times and gave them some really, really good looks. And Lauren had to make some big saves. Mm-hmm. And it was, it's just little things. But again, I kind of mentioned it in the pregame. They look like a team that had a week off early in the game, and we're a team that's in our seventh straight weekend of a pretty intense grind. But I thought we got our legs going a little better in the second period. We didn't have many attempts in the first period. I think we almost doubled our attempts in the second. And really towards the end of that second period, I thought we started playing the way we were capable of playing. And that's spending time in their zone. And so, hopefully we can get a good rest tonight and see if we can't finish this thing off on a positive tomorrow.
Sounds like a great plan. Congrats again, Coach. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, Kelly.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Again, a big win. 3 more points for Bemidji State.